Forensic science. Forensic science has always been a passion for Damian Morin. Delving deep into the evidence to deduce the cause of death, or finding the small details of a crime amidst the blood and carnage. It was now his final year of studying forensic pathology, and though it made him feel like an arrogant prick, he could not deny the facts. He was bounds and leaps ahead of his class. Damian had a keen eye for detail, the ones that even other forensic scientists overlooked stood out plain as day to him. He had grown up in the London orphanage of St. Clement's, reading and keeping to himself. The other children were adopted and he was left alone. He had made friends and lost them many times, eventually developing a tendency to keep to himself. Six students stood around a mock crime scene. A drugged and with a dummy dressed up like a hippie, various bottles and syringes lying around him. In coveralls and latex gloves the group roamed, making their observations. One basu-eyed figure moved much more slowly. Carefully checking each area and closely scrutinizing the body, even looking beneath the fingernails and always making meticulous notes on his clipboard. He was determined not to miss any sign pointing away from the obvious conclusion. The guest lecturer entered, one Dr. Helena Debrew, a chief forensic investigator for the Metropolitan Police. She was in her 40s and wore sensible shoes and a suit to match, with little jewelry and makeup. A professional, as one would expect. As soon as she entered the class dutifully assembled in front of the crime scene, Helena went down the line and read the clipboards of each of the class members, stopping only if there was a particularly good one. Helena only stopped next to Gina Webb as she proceeded down, marking her paper as excellent before telling her to wait outside. The girl nearly jumped for joy as she left the room. Finally she came to Damian and she stopped again. Reading through she noticed he had spotted the injection marks beneath the fingers, the unusual slump to the body and the multiple injection points on the arms. Like Gina he had pointed to murder, while the rest of the class had concluded accidental overdose. Standing outside he looked over to the nervous Gina. She was sitting by the window and anxiously rubbing her hands. He sat next to her, trying to be as unassuming as possible, and smiled as best he could. "So what did you put down?" he asked, trying not to sound crass or unpleasant. She replied quietly, "Murder." The body was lying as if it was dumped, not as if it had slumped that way organically upon death. It didn't appear natural. She looked up at him, "How about you?" Injection marks under the fingernails, and the body was obviously dumped, not splayed out like it had died of overdose. "Though I didn't mention it looking unnatural, heap was you have a good eye." She smiled, but they were cut off as Helena came out to talk to them, "Very good, you too. Almost flawless, though neither of you spotted the strange syringe near the body or the stupid way the dummy was dressed." She paused to look at them both. Neither said anything. "A hippie, in this day and age? Anyway, you both noticed that it was murder. The rest of your class is on cleanup now, but I've been called out to a real murder scene and I'd like for both of you to come." She had barely finished speaking when Gina blurted, "I'd love to." Damian did not respond in kind. "I'm sorry. I have work after this, and I'm on a tight budget, can't afford to miss it." "I understand. Well, Gina, you can ride with me to Commercial Street. I want you to pay close attention but touch nothing." Helena took off with the girl. Damian noticed a faint flicker of disappointment as he walked away to his bicycle, stopping to look back on them. His view of them was abruptly blocked as the class came out, many of them hurrying on to something else, or back to their cars as they went home. Outside the building Damian unlocked his bike, not seeing the three men approaching, led by Gerard Buckler, a classmate. Though how he got into the course was a mystery to Damien, he must have relatives somewhere important. All of a sudden they jumped him and Gerard punched him in the stomach. Breaking free, Damien returned the favor by smacking Gerard in his weak shoulder, causing a faint but audible crack. Gerard screamed as Damien rode away, the other guys looking around as if for an escape, and Damien sped away thinking about the past. The Italian restaurant where Damien worked was fairly stereotypical. A new high-class chef had recently turned it around and they were now pulling in a much richer clientele. When Damien joined the staff, it was a cheap place where you could get a meal for just over £10. Now you were lucky if it was under 30. Gone were the cheap, red and white checker tablecloths. The menus were bound in leather, and the ceiling fan had been replaced by a very decent air conditioner. Everything about the place spoke volumes about its class. It looked inviting, even if you couldn't afford it. Damien's apartment was right next door. A good building, but not modern. It overlooked the alley between his building and the restaurant as well as the road in front. Damien didn't have much money, but he had made his home livable. As he changed into his work clothes, he could hear an argument in the alley. The chef and some unknown man were rowing, and as he peered out he could see a coated figure walk away and the chef pulling out a cigarette. Whatever it was over now, and Damien needed to get to work.